Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indiana. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have Cammie Haynes and Jill Jacobson with Kaya Koda.
Jack McGonigal here with Cammie and Jill, board members with Kaya Koda. Recently, they had their Raise the Woof event, a fundraiser for a brand new shelter they're putting together. And we'll talk to Cammie here first. Cammie, just tell us a little bit about what the Raise the Woof event was.
It was a fundraiser to raise some funds to build a new shelter here in Indianola. We've purchased the land, and we have the plans underway, and we just need a few extra dollars to get there. So we're still raising money, but we were very, very pleased with the outcome of our event.
Fantastic. And what's the event? Was it a dinner, or kind of what was the fundraiser like, and how much money was raised from that event?
It was a great night. It was a fun-filled room filled with people that were very passionate about Kaya Koda and the animals, so that warmed Jill and my hearts very much. We had a dinner. It was catered by Mishmash here in Indianola. We had a silent auction. We had a live auction. It was a Price is Right theme. So we had some Price is Right games where we pulled people on stage, like Heads or Tails. We had a High or Low game, Plinko. We had a wine pull. It was just a very fun night for our community.
Fantastic. And we'll go to you, Jill. You guys are, again, developing this brand new shelter. And tell us a little bit about kind of the background of why you guys wanted to do this and kind of when that idea really struck.
Well, Cammie and I have a love of animals beyond most people, and we've been talking for years about how we needed to get a new shelter built for Kaya Koda. I would say 10 years before, 10 years ago, and then finally about 5 years ago, we started putting our heads together like, we really got to make this happen. And about 3 years ago, we formed the committee of her and I, Cammie and I, and we found a location, bought the land, and put our committee together, and we started our fundraising. So I would say about 3 years ago, we really got moving on the need to build a new shelter.
And did the Raise the Woof event cover the whole shelter or a portion of it? Kind of how did that work?
No, as Jill mentioned, we've already purchased and paid for the land. We've raised enough money to pay for the land. It's in the industrial park over on the east side of town. And we've been working with Downing Construction for a few years now to devise a plan. And to build the shelter, it's going to cost us $2.4 million. And so we've raised about 75-80% of those funds now. So we're pretty darn close, and we're to the point where we can start construction, and we know we still need to continue to fundraise. But this event, raising nearly $200,000, really got us much closer to our goal.
Absolutely. And is there a timeline in your guys' heads where this could be complete?
The goal right now, the tentative dates, are to break ground this fall, late summer, early fall, and then a tentative move-in date for spring of 2027.
That's very exciting. If people wanted to donate to Kaya Koda for this project, how could they do that?
Oh, we would be happy to take any and all donations. We have a post office box. It's the Kaya Koda Building Fund, post office box 191 here in Indianola. We also have email accounts listed on our website, the Kaya Koda website. There's a whole page dedicated to our new building. So there are email addresses of how to reach Jill, myself, or Deb Elgin with Scholl & Company. She's our treasurer, and so she's always able to take donations as well.
And where can people find you guys right now currently? Where is the current Kaya Koda?
We're located in Indianola on the North Jefferson Way, across the street from McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for the time, and we're looking forward to seeing this project develop.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of the support.
Really, truly, a community project, and we appreciate all the support from everyone.
Once again, that was Cammie Haynes and Jill Jacobson with Kaya Koda discussing their Raise the Woof event and their future shelter. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIA, KRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola. Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.